Now, I have to explain that in Greek art in general, the enemies that are depicted, particularly foreign enemies, were usually shown as sort of monstrous, unsympathetic beings. But the Gauls that are shown in these Pergamene monuments are just the opposite of that. I'll talk about a couple of these statues. The most famous is one that's just called the Dying Gaul, and a copy of it is in Rome today. And it depicts a fallen warrior who is lying on his shield. Below him is his horn. Evidently, he was a trumpeter for the Gallic army. He's naked, except for a torque around his neck, a carved torque that would have been, in reality, a metal, perhaps silver piece. We have to imagine the statue in its original state being painted, and so red blood would have been gushing from his wounds and pouring down the side of his brown flesh. He's leaning heavily on one arm, trying with difficulty to stay upright, and he's looking down. He's not looking at us. He's gazing downward, but we can see his face, and it's set in a very poignant expression, a mixture of grief, disbelief at his own death, and resignation that he is dying. He's clearly contemplating his own death, and it's quite a psychological study, and quite moving. You can't help but feel sympathy and kinship for this noble figure. Another pair of statues from another victory monument that also was set up by Attalus in celebration of his defeat of the Gauls depicts a husband and wife. The Gauls were a nomadic people and traveled with their families and sometimes fought with the families beside them. And this seems to be what's depicted in this sculptural group. The Gallic woman, who has very shaggy hair and an untidy gown, has fallen to her knees, and her arms and head are hanging limp. She's dead from a wound inflicted by her husband. According to this image, it would seem that it was preferred that the woman die than be taken prisoner by the Pergamenes. Now, the sculptural group has also her husband present, and he's holding on to his wife with one arm as she is drooping to the ground. He himself stands erect, and he's defiantly plunging a sword into his own chest, gazing up at an unseen enemy with this defiant expression. So, what scholars have noted about these Pergamene statues is that the character of the Gauls is overtly noble. You can't help but admire these brave figures who would rather die than be taken prisoner, or who are looking and contemplating their own death with such dignity and solemnity. And this is so different from the way that Greeks usually portray the enemy. I mentioned that this is a period that we call the Hellenistic period. And in art historical terms, it is a time when foreigners and new people are of great fascination to artisans of the Greek world. And we find images, sympathetic images of people from Africa, from Asia, a great interest in the appearance of foreigners. But this goes beyond that. This shows foreigners as dignified people. And part of it, I suppose, may well be that if your enemy is shown with dignity, then your victory over your enemy enhances your own dignity. And that may well be why the Pergamenes chose to show the defeated Gauls as such noble figures. But I think there's something more going on here. I think that the Pergamenes somehow had a great sympathy for foreigners and are unique in that way. And we'll see that elsewhere in their art, we find a sympathy with the underdog, a sympathy with the defeated.